I thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams in the Fraud Department. How can I assist you today?
Pardon me?
Hi, this is Angela Williams in the Fraud Department. How can I assist you?
Oh, I've got billed for two somethings, diet and muscle some fills, and I didn't order them and I didn't get them on my credit card for $91.89 and $92.90, and I'd like them taken off, please.
All right. Could you please verify your name and address?
Jay Huber, Box 252, Smelterville, Idaho, 83868.
All right. One moment here, sir. And you did say the city and state was Smelterville?
Smelterville, Idaho.
All right, thank you.
Now,
it is shown here that there is a trial that began on the 19th of March for the Keto Ascend product, which is going to be the keto that boosts the metabolism for weight loss, as well as the cleanse, because of the major internal organs of toxins. The names that you're referring to are going to be the payment gateway names. This is actually for the Keto Ascend cleanse and keto.
Oh, I didn't order them. I don't have them.
All right. Now, it is showing a delivery to that address. Is there anyone else in the household may have ordered it? Because
no, ma'am.
It shows a delivery on the 23rd of March with the United States Postal Service.
I don't know. I don't have them. I didn't order them.
All right. So have you spoken with your bank or your credit card about
the charges? Calling them right after you.
All right. So what we do here, sir, in the fraud department is we take the IP address and start an investigation on behalf of the cardholder. Of course, the IP address is going to be addressed to a device such as a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a personal computer. We can provide that to the local authorities in your area. They can pinpoint the time, location, and the owner of the device that created that order and present that to you. To move forward with fraud charges against the individual, we do need your consent in order to start that investigation.
I just want the bill taken off, the amount taken off.
We can only
$180 is ridiculous. I don't know who would do that.
We can only do that with the process of the fraud investigation. We go ahead and give a provisional credit on those charges.
Okay, that'd be great.
$189 and the $92.90. All right. And I place you on hold and go ahead and start that investigation. I'll come back and give you some additional information if you can have pen and paper. Or do you already have your cancellation number?
I don't have that, no, ma'am.
All right, please hold for one moment.
It's just going to take quite a while because I got to get to work.
No, it's not going to be very long.
I've been on the phone for a half hour.
All right, it's not going to take much longer, and thank you for holding.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for holding. Do you have pen and paper ready?
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
20. Okay.
23.
23, okay.
45.
45.
Yes, it's going to send out the cancellation and refund emails to Jay Huber at shone.id.us.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's going to be 3 to 5 business days on the provisional credits. Is there anything
Great.
Else I can... Okay.
No, ma'am. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. You have
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.